This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
My name's Bob, and I'm glad you guys are here tonight! Before we can get all wound up, I want to give a big shout out to Jimmy Hoare in front. Those folks listening in tonight on the Disney Nerd Podcast, we want to welcome you all.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 394 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, well, we're going to be imagineerding a new food and wine event. With the help of some of my co-hosts, we're going to explore a new event at a new park that we think Disney might want to look into. Before I get too deep into it, let me say who's on the show with me tonight. First of all, we have Melissa, the co-founder of this idea. Hey, Melissa, how's it going?
Hey, everyone. I'm so hungry to start talking about some food.
I hear you there. We also have Sam with us because he heard food and he had to jump on. Hey, Sam.
That's exactly right, Ed. Thank you. And hello, everybody. And yes, you said food. I'm like, yeah, I can talk about food. But now this is getting a little tricky and I'm going to have to put some thought into this.
Well, that's going to be the fun part about it. Imagineering is the thought and it's a little bit of a process, but it's kind of the most fun thoughts you can have. And on tonight's show, what we're going to do is talk about a new type of food and wine event. A couple months ago, Melissa brought up a great idea. She was telling me, what if we kind of talked about the princesses in Fantasyland and the different places they're from and have some type of like food based on that?
Yeah, exactly right. So on our Facebook page, someone posted a couple months ago wondering if what everyone would have in a food booth in Fantasyland to be able to try from their favorite movies. And I thought it was such a great idea to be able to go into Fantasyland like they have at Food and Wine in Epcot and be able to taste and sample some of the interesting fare that we see in our favorite movies.
Now, before we wanted to go any further with that, we took a look at Fantasyland from above. Let's look a little bit at the feasibility of it before we go full bore into this imagineering idea. And, you know, and the picture will be posted on our website, so you could definitely look at it with this show's post. You'll see that there actually is a lot of room in Fantasyland. When they did that new expansion, they really opened up a lot of the pathways. So the feasibility, I think, is there. So here's how we're going to do it. We have the rules of being the princesses. We also have to think that Disney could slip in a couple of the attractions, the character base, and perhaps where they're from and bring some kind of fun to the other kiosks they'll have between the princess kiosks.
You know what I think, Ed? I have, as you were describing this, I had an immediate flashback to the Pirate and Princesses After Hour Ticketed event. I don't know if you remember that. That was some years ago. And the fireworks is what everybody talked about. But I can absolutely see them doing a food festival like this, where it's the princess side of it is in Fantasyland. And then maybe we do another show someday on the pirate side over in Adventureland with the same type of an idea. But what would they have in that food booth for the Pirate and Princess Festival in the Magic Kingdom? Which, by the way, would that be cool? That would really be cool.
It would be. That's a great idea. Let's kind of switch it up and things like that. And you did bring up another point where we could cap off this evening with a special fireworks show meant for Fantasyland viewing. Of course, bring the castle into it, but it's the viewing from behind the castle. That's not a bad idea.
A show designed for behind the castle. How cool would that be? Because we spend so much time now trying to get on the Main Street to watch the projections on the castle. But how about just a fireworks show that's best viewed from right inside Fantasyland? That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through some of the famous princesses and kind of what we think would be good representations for food booths for them. On top of that, we'll probably, like I said, hit some of the attractions also and see what might work out. We've kind of given it some thought, and we've also used some resources on the internet as far as meals that were actually served in some of these movies these princesses were in. So we're going to try to bring some realism to some of these meals, and we'll see how it goes. Let's start with the princesses, and I guess there is an official list that we used, and we're going to start with Pocahontas. So now, she's not represented in Fantasyland, but she is one of our official princesses, and I'm sure we could find a kiosk location in there for her. Now, what kind of food or what kind of things would you think we would offer there?
So, Ed, you said Pocahontas, and my immediate first thing in my mind jumped me over to Hollywood Studios and the Mushu attraction, and they eat the sidekicks they don't use, and I just saw a big turkey. But I know that's not what we're talking about, but that's the nerd.
That's not bad at all, though. That turkey leg would be a good offering there. And depending on where the kiosk is, like I said, a turkey leg, that wouldn't be bad at all. And it would be kind of nice to see a little picture of that turkey in the back of the kiosk from the movie. I was thinking something to do with corn. So maybe some type of corn bread or something like that perhaps would be kind of good in there. Now, the difference between Epcot and the Magic Kingdom is there is no drinking over here other than in the restaurants. So we are going to keep it as far as just the food goes and desserts. We won't be doing any of the drinks. Although there are a couple of good ideas, I think we probably could come up with non-alcoholic drinks.
Yeah, I definitely went to corn when you said that, like corn fritters or corn bread, just with all the harvesting that they do in the movie and that kind of confusion between gold and corn. So that corn definitely should be in that kiosk.
Sure. Anything North American. So we've got a lot of different berries and fruits and things like that, which we can come up with for a dessert in there.
Yeah. Wild rice, something with wild rice, cranberries. Those would really be easy things because you still want to be able to move around the park, much like the food and wine booths are something you can kind of carry in your hand and eat.
Right. Definitely. And we want to have that kind of theme too, I think, for this Princess Food and Wine or the Fantasyland Food and Wine, depending where our title goes, where we can grab something to eat and kind of walk around Fantasyland as we're getting ready maybe to go on that next attraction or kind of just soaking it in as it maybe the evening's pulling close.
You know, you mentioned sort of the American stuff, and I first thought of apple pie or something along those lines. But then wasn't there the governor's dog, didn't he eat cherries in a scene? Let's have a cherry pie.
Yeah, that's a good one, Sam.
Perfect. Exactly. And that's what we're always looking for, those great new ideas that just spring on us. Okay, so let's jump over to Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs attraction. We have an attraction, so that's kind of cool. So I think we're going to put the kiosk somewhere near there. And Snow White, we have based in Germany. So... okay, there's a limited things we could do. German food, supposedly. There was a suggestion I mentioned about that one website that has different meals from different movies, and they suggested fish stew. Yeah, no. I don't think that would work.
Yeah, not in the Florida heat.
Hard pass.
But they do show, and they did some thinking behind it because they had her stirring the stew in the dwarf's house, and then I think Dopey was in the pot, and it's like, look what something about fish or stirring the fish or the pot and the fish in the kettle or something like that, which was a saying, but they kind of said it was fish stew.
I think it definitely has to have something with apples. Apple fritters, apple strudel. Apple strudel would be tying that German kind of lineage as well as the apples, candied apples. What might be fun too, just to get those gems, is, you know, like rock candy that you make and be able to have lots of different brightly colored rock candies for your kind of dessert to replicate the gems that they mine.
Oh, that's a great one. I like that. Now, something else to point out as we're talking about Snow White is that we do have two other princesses that they say come from Germany. So maybe we want to consider that as we kind of design these different kiosks, because we do have Aurora, Sleeping Beauty, and we do have Rapunzel, though of long hair.
Rapunzel was one of the first that I thought of because I want to try that hazelnut soup. So if I was able to imagine her this, I'd make sure her kiosk is closer to the bathrooms, maybe right not in that area, but would be a really pretty setting with the lanterns that hang above, mm-hmm. and be able to have a snuggly duckling kiosk for Rapunzel and her country, although, you know, could be Corona, and have that hazelnut soup served, maybe some, you know, charcuterie boards or something like that, because they'll show they show those in the saloon too, and be able to see what that tastes like. I'm not really sure what to expect.
Yeah, that actually would be a great idea. And they do, you know, we've established in Canada with the cheese soup, they do serve soup at these food and wines. You get a nice little serving, they get the taste of it and, you know, figure out what it's about. That's a great idea. Now, Snow White, I think between Snow White and Sleeping Beauty, Snow White would be the more rustic food. Like you said, definitely something like apples and things like that. As far as maybe something more meal-wise, maybe that's where you have the bratwurst or the German sausage, some version of that. While Sleeping Beauty, we've got maybe the Brussels sprouts or the almond rolls with jelly or something more along the finer lines of, the castle and the royalty.
Yeah, great. Or the cake that the fairies make her for her birthday.
Yeah, I want that cake, definitely. That cake, whatever it is, I'll have it. And I love the dessert angle. I'm all for that.
Well, I think that's what's so easy about it. We can kind of come up with the desserts. I think it's going to be the more of the entrees that are going to be the tough one.
The hearty stuff, yeah. I got a good dessert line for you, if I can go back to Snow White for a second, because Snow White says to the dwarfs that the dinner will consist of apple dumplings, plum pudding, and gooseberry pie. I want all three. I want a flight.
Or we can have mini cupcakes flavored. Those three cupcakes are flavored.
I'm fine
those
with
three
that
things.
Too. I want to get all three of those in a taste.
Yeah, I like
that's
one.
That's great.
Very cool. So now Sleeping Beauty and Rapunzel to finish off their different kiosks. Rapunzel, I'm going to think we're going to have some type of not the LeFou's brew type of thing, but I think something else to celebratory, because we have all those guys who helped out Finn, and they're celebrating and something in that line where, hey, you know what? You could probably buy a mug there too then.
Oh, I like that idea. Yeah, when they're singing the I have a dream, and they all have their big steins. That'd be wonderful.
Or I'm sorry to even do this again, but flashing on, or they serve the dessert in a pan, a frying pan that you could take with you, like a plastic little frying pan, and then you could just hang that up on your wall.
My daughter's already trying to hit me with that frying pan, so no.
I love the idea of the savory for Snow White and some of the sweet for Sleeping Beauty. A great way to honor both of their movies and the country that they came from.
Definitely. This is a princess that isn't really represented in Fantasyland, although we have seen her around the different parts of the parks. Mulan, obviously from China. And Fantasyland, let alone Magic Kingdom, does not have much in the Asian food market to begin with. So other than the spring rolls, which I don't know if we can count that. So I think
the spring roll part or the cheeseburger part. Yeah. The cheeseburger part probably doesn't.
Or the buffalo chicken part. I think that's the newest thing they have now.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it's wide open. I would want something with noodles, either, ramen noodles or type of even thicker noodles than that, like wider noodles with like a soup that way. With like one wonton in it, perhaps wonton soup. Let's have one of those.
I would want to see dumplings. For sure.
That's a great pick.
As far as the dessert, almost endless there, but one of those I can't remember the name of the ball. It's like the ball of dough.
The bao. Yep, the bao with the Nutella inside.
Yes, yes. And I was going to say, because normally they put like savory inside those things and cook them up for like those like inside out cheeseburger thingies. But yeah, definitely put something sweet in there. That's a great one. I like that. And then definitely a drink that has those little balls in it too. Got to have one of those.
Yeah, the bowling balls.
I don't know why China tends to go toward them, but it's like that in Epcot. And they even have a kiosk when they have things there that has that too.
Yeah, the milk teas and the bulba ball teas, those would be great in Magic Kingdom, especially on a hot day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Give it some special color meaning for the movie that's reflected in the kiosk itself, like some oranges or reds or something. You know, I'm sure the Disney cooks and the mixologists will be able to come up with something. So let's move on to Tiana, one of our newer princesses from, of course, where?
New Orleans.
Jimmy.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Talk about flavors. Oh, my gosh. You can go just about anywhere you want here.
And that kind of stopped me because I'm like, well, initially you're going to say, okay, jambalaya, beignets, or what does he call it? So I don't get in trouble for calling them the wrong things.
Beignets.
Okay. Yeah, I was close enough. And what would be a third thing? What's another thing to have from New Orleans that Tiana would have? Did she cook something in the movie?
Crawfish, you know, like a seafood boil or something.
A seafood boil or some type of gumbo. She did all kind of stuff in that movie.
I would see
Can
that.
Can you imagine having like a big boat of like crawfish and shrimp and corn on the cob and sausage and potatoes?
Unfortunately, that's a restaurant somewhere else.
At Flower and Garden last year, they did something very similar back in America. They had that Louisiana boil, which was a part thing of corn, and there was some shrimp in it. It was really good. So they could definitely do it.
So they gave you a serving that had like two shrimp, thing of corn, stuff like that specifically, or just was whatever came out of the spoonful?
You know, that's a great question. It seemed like it was proportioned the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it started with a piece of corn and went from there.
Yeah, nice. Definitely, that could be a really good thing. And you know, with any of these meals and any of these little samplers they're selling, they'll, of course, be able to add or like juice it up or spice it up any different ways to make these even more special. We're just starting the ideas. Okay, so now we're going to move on to another couple princesses that share a country. So let's talk about them both together. And I don't know if, I think we can do this the way we did it with Germany, because we have Belle and we have Cinderella, both from France. Now, of course, Belle and Cinderella both start out the same way and end up kind of in the same position too. They end up princesses. So the theme there could be basically anywhere. Although the things I did find were kind of like the opposite, because Drusella's porridge stood out to me for some reason. And if you can have at Cinderella's, like maybe a dessert that's Drusella's porridge, but have it taste really incredible, or do something funky to it with maple syrup or something to make it really good, that'd be interesting.
I was kind of thinking along your lines with Germany and having Snow White be the savory and Sleeping Beauty be the sweet, that a lot of the food in Cinderella is breakfast based because she's serving them breakfast in bed. And so if you had more the morning time, early afternoon, kind of your brunch breakfast type foods, and if you then could have Cinderella be more those sweet desserts or even some like a beef bouillon or, you know, some like mm-hmm. French dish that's savory for later in the afternoon, and maybe one of the half the kiosk shuts down or the menu changes, you could cover both princesses and the foods that are kind of in their respective movies. Like, you know, some of the, I think in Food and Wine, the French booth will have some of the quiches and things, so even those can be served all day and are really light and refreshing in the hot Florida sun.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking as you said that, they always have the standard escargot in whatever manner or form, whether whole in the shell or mushed up, and let's have no escargot.
Where are you going to put that booth, Ed, with, you know, you have Be Our Guest restaurant and you have Sleeping Beauty's castle, so you got, or I'm sorry, Cinderella's castle. Where are you going to put that one?
That's well, I'm thinking one. We could still have two kiosks. It's just a matter of the menus would be just a little different in that, you know, Cinderella will have, like Melissa's talking, the higher class or the upper, while Belle might not as much so. And, you know, back and forth between them. No reason not to have an extra kiosk, says the Disney people.
Absolutely. If there's room for it, they're going to put it.
Which actually brings me on to the other point. Let's take a break from the princesses and let's talk about some of the other attractions in Fantasyland we might be able to do a kiosk for. And just to start that out, one of the first ones I thought of when I was thinking of this one was the Mad Tea Party, the spinning teacup ride. So now that does come from the UK. And as you're coming from Tomorrowland, there's plenty of room in front of it before you get to it. So kiosk is no problem there either. And I'm not exactly sure what we're going to have for an entree or for what we're going to have there. It's going to be savory. But the idea I had for the dessert was, okay, take the spinning teacup idea. And remember the old days you used to have the spin art at the carnivals or at the the amusement parks. Sure. You basically paid some money, you put the piece of art on a spinner, it spun around and you squirted paint on it and it made a great painting. Do the same thing with the pastry. Hey, I want the blueberry and I want the raspberry frosting on it. Start spinning up as you're watching it, and then the cast member squirts on those two flavors, stops it, and it looks incredible, tastes even better. And it's all the show. It's definitely all the show. And then I'll have to figure a way to make it faster. But, you know, that's for food and beverage to figure that one out.
That sounds so much fun. And what a great, every time you go back, you could have a different flavor combination and a different piece of art that you get to try.
Yeah, between the fruits and the chocolates, different color, different types of chocolate. Wow, the potential there is pretty good. That's actually a Goofy shop type of maybe change addition someday.
You know what, Ed? They had one of those spin arts at Festival of Arts a few years back.
Okay.
Where actually I had to peddle it. But what an awesome idea to combine that with food and flavors. I love it.
Sure. And it's the tea party. What other way are you going to spin as far as, you know, the food goes? There's going to be, you know, spinning pizzas. And Mad Tea Party, I think, is loosely English. So maybe we'll be serving tea there. Maybe it'll be a dessert kiosk.
So I've got your savory covered for your Wonderland booth. You could do the savory food being the tea party sandwiches. So cucumber and cream cheese, or we've done some like a hot pepper jelly with some meat or something on it. So three little tea sandwiches to go with your sweet dessert. And then maybe for drinks, you've got some assorted iced teas, since hot tea doesn't sound like a great idea in the summer.
Right. No, perfect. Perfect. I think that's it. We got our kiosk.
We have to have any, well, for this particular one, anything that would have been on the Mad Hatter's table that they were eating. That's what I want. Anything that would have been there.
Yeah.
But you got to have the magic cookies, the eat me, try me, take one. I'm not sure that Disney's already done that somewhere.
That'd be a perfect little package to buy on the side as you're buying the other things that are like fresh made there. You know what I'm saying? Like a prepackaged cookie they made in the kitchens earlier that morning or something like that.
It's just a cookie with Try Me on it. And you know the color scheme from Alice in Wonderland, you know.
See, that would be that'd be tough to eat because that would be so cool seeing those things.
Right. There's definitely a pin set there. Definitely.
Yep.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. That's the special event merchandise.
Yes.
Well, we didn't even get to that, but we're going to have some cookie pins.
Okay.
Love it.
So that's a cool little break. Let's get back to the princesses. And let's go to one that's going to be interesting to see which way we go on, because it's going to be Ariel. And, you know, proven princess, definitely. She has an attraction, Fantasyland, so there's a double whammy there. There is a little bit of room down by her that I think the kiosk could be fine down by the attraction. Seafood or not?
I went right to seafood, either sushi, so you get that seaweed aspect in there, or just straight up shrimp or calamari or some sort of fish-based pasta, just seemed right. But, you know, I get it. It does you know, a little hard.
However,
you know, I could have gone right to say flounder, but, you know, I won't.
That would be so cruel.
That would be cruel. I get it. But I'm with the seaweed salad type of a thing. I would think that's what a mermaid would eat, right?
I think I agree with you where that's going to be one option, the seaweed salad. Definitely something with fish, because you know what? We don't care, because that'll be really good to taste. And we can think about, they got to eat something seafood-wise, don't they? Her friends, anyway. And I think, like you said, a pasta or a rice dish with something like shrimp on top or scallops or something like that would be awesome. And for a dessert, let's get a nice little kind of, I don't know. Let's get some type of character puff, you know, like,
yeah,
like you said, flounder, and it's a flounder cookie or something like that. Yeah, that's a good one too. Definitely. A couple of good ideas in there. Okay, let's keep on moving along. And this one's going to be interesting because we have Jasmine from Aladdin.
Sure.
So now we're thinking her part of the world is Iran, Iraq, Middle East. And her father was a sultan. And Aladdin comes from the streets. So what do we think we're going to put in there?
Falafel has to go in there for sure.
Sure.
And that was the obvious right away, but can we do, what kind of twist can we put onto it to make it a little bit something different? Maybe a sweet kind of version that's different, or because we have that everywhere, unfortunately, now. But yes, I thought that right away.
Yeah, in the Morocco pavilion, they'll usually have the baklava and things, so maybe some like an almond kind of base sweet, or some sort of pistachio kind of, yeah, nuts that kind of come to mind.
How about we take the baklava taste and make that into something else that doesn't like feel like baklava, like a pudding or a type of like offering like that, but it has that same flavors.
Yeah.
The honey and the sugar and stuff like that. Wow, that just sounds horribly good.
I mean, if you're talking just food from Aladdin, when you start talking baklava, I'm thinking the genie and all the cool things you can do with the genie. But I'd even go back to something, call it the street rat, which is a baguette that Aladdin swiped at the beginning and started running, singing a song.
Yeah, perfect. And that's what I'm thinking. He came from nothing, so there's got to be some things on the street that would be good. And that baguette, it's going to have some type of wild taste to it that makes it a little extra special for a food event.
Yeah, I think like a hummus platter, especially getting some vegetarian options on within our booths. So like a hummus platter, your falafel is also, or like shawarma, also would be great Middle Eastern kind of offerings.
Yep, very good. Okay, this is really a good food and wine event. And I keep saying food and wine, but it's not going to be food and wine, a princess food event, I guess.
It's food and dessert. I don't know. It's something like that.
So, yeah, I know. It's all food.
Taste the fantasy.
Look at that.
Good.
We got the name and everything.
We keep getting our good tags in there. It'd be really good.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's move on to another princess. And we're going to touch base with Merida. Which I kind of always keep forgetting, and I apologize for that, because she's probably one of the best princesses I think we've got, as far as being a real, real strong woman. And Scotland is the challenge. Now, I think there wasn't there a Scottish food and wine booth at one point?
Yes.
And I almost want to say fish stew for some reason.
They have the haggis a lot of times.
Oh, my gosh. They have? Oof. Nah, that's all right. Scrapple's bad. Haggis is even out of control worse. But yes, that could be an offering. Maybe a haggis offering that, no, I'm not going to say, like a desserts thing that looks like a haggis, but no, I'm not going to go there.
I the first thing I think of when you talk Merida and Brave are the Empire cookies, the little biscuits that the kids are always eating. I want one of those. They look so good.
Well, I want to taste the, like the little tartlet that she feeds her mom to turn into a bear.
Okay.
Maybe some sort of blueberry tartlet, sure. Maybe looks like. That would be great to have.
Now, as talking about Sam's cookies, that could be a theme through all these booths, Sam, where we have a sleeve of cookies that you can buy. And I'm sure we can kind of match up some other ideas for these guys, too, to make that. Not a bad idea.
I remember, right, Rapunzel made chocolate chip cookies at some point in that movie. There's cookies in all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Very cool. Good side like lead there.
Sort of roast fish or like a fillet of fish.
Or a smoked fish.
She goes to fish when she's in the woods with her mom, and they have to roast it over the fire because the mom won't eat it raw.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's a good one, too. I like that. And a smoked fish you could serve cold, and it would still taste great, maybe on a salad or not. Very good. We came up with some great ideas for Scotland, considering we started with haggis. Okay, so now let's take another break from the princesses and jump on another attraction in Fantasyland. Do you guys think have an idea of another attraction where we can kind of design a kiosk around for food?
I have an attraction we can design a kiosk around, but it's not a princess.
That's okay. We figure that they're going to have princess kiosks, but they're also going to have some other things in there besides them. Because you think Food and Wine over at Epcot is supposed to be countries around the world, yet they have a Florida booth and they have an Hawaii booth and things like that. So they kind of cheat a little bit.
So the one I have, which I'm going to steal if anybody else has it, and I don't know why they didn't theme it this way. Go over to Epcot Food and Wine Festival, pick up the Honey Bistro and put it right in front of Winnie the Pooh.
Yep.
Exactly like it is.
Yeah, very cool. And Winnie the Pooh is another one where it's from England. So you could fit anything around that going with the T's again, as in T-E-A-S as opposed to the other type. And another type of pastry, English pastry. So, yeah, but definitely based on honey, how could you lose with that? You're right. Even honey sticks, you know, those honey sticks they'll sell.
Yeah, that's your takeaway item is your honey sticks.
Right. Yeah. And that's, there you go. Your drink is mixed and they use the honey stick to mix your drink. So when you're done with it, you get to use that or you get to squeeze the honey into the drink.
The other attraction I was thinking about was It's a Small World. And what a great menu that could be with, you know, kind of worldly food. It made me think of Skipper Canteen, where you have a lot of different foods from a lot of different places, curries, street tacos. I mean, that menu could just be huge with savory food. And then for your sweet treat, a cookie sampler. So six cookies. Each one represents the different continents within the ride. And, you know, you get to kind of pick one stand out from that country of what cookie represents that continent. Mm-hmm. I'd be first in line at that booth.
Very cool. Although I feel bad because if we did pick this kiosk, we'd have a hard time, or our food and beverage guys would have a hard time figuring out which foods to pick for there, because you're right, there's so many they could pick. Maybe there's something to coordinate between a lot of different countries. They have the same type of item. But yeah, definitely there's just endless, I guess that's the wrong type of word. There's endless ideas you can come up with in there. So I tell you what, we don't really even have too many princesses left. We just have the one Moana. And that's going to be kind of an interesting one because we're talking South Pacific and island food right away comes to mind. Coconuts, pineapples, fish, and pork. Almost like
sounds like a great booth.
It's like the Hawaii kiosk over at Epcot.
It does sound
basically
like
what you're talking about.
Well, where's Moana?
And then that's what we'd have to figure is how do we add the special Moana touch to it? Maybe something. Well, definitely the drink will be green or whatever the lava color was for that goddess, or orange. And then, I guess something to match. What's the demigod?
Maui.
Right. So there'd have to be something Maui Powie or something like that.
Well, could you do a,
just got it.
Yeah.
Could we do a cookie combo? Yeah, I like the Maui Powie as the drink. That's awesome. And then your dessert is your cookie combo of like a cookie that looks like the stone.
Oh, right, the green stone. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and
thinking
then
green.
His hook too. So you get a double cookie that looks kind of like those shapes, and your drink is your Maui Powie, tropical kind of flavored drink.
I have the seafood.
Maybe it's slushy.
We're gonna have crab legs. You're gonna get two crab legs,
yeah.
And you'll have that like special dipping sauce just to commemorate that crab in the middle of that real badass shiny guy.
Yep.
And I hate crab, but I definitely would try that. And I tell you what, is there any other Fantasyland attraction we might want to try? Just because we do have maybe one or two more spots we could put a kiosk in. Well,
we talked about England, London, right? So I'm thinking Peter Pan and Tinkerbell or...
Well, now Peter Pan, we do have two lands to deal with. We have England, but we could also talk about Neverland.
Sure.
Gator Bites.
Say it again.
Alligator bites.
Alligator bites.
Alligator bites. Right, that would be so great. Tastes like chicken. But what else? We could have definitely something Tinkerbell based. If nothing else,
that's where my thought was with Tinkerbell, and mm-hmm. don't know what though.
That'd be a drink. It'd be a drink with just a green ice cube
dust.
In it.
Give me pixie dust on cupcakes. Pixie dust on a drink.
What's the drink? Isn't it the back to the LeFou brew? Isn't that the one where you taste it and the foam make? Oh no, where's the one where
you're thinking?
Foam,
yeah, you're thinking of Galaxy's when they do the Sprite seltzer. So it's like green and Sprite, and then they've got the green sorbet in the middle.
Okay.
They do host that drink for parties a lot of times, and sometimes seasonally, and they'll switch it out then for a Maleficent one where it's like a purple soda with like a black soft serve or something. So, yeah, you could easily slide that seasonal treat into that Peter Pan booth.
Nice. And then the flashing ice cube still has to go in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, so we've covered a lot of different princesses. We covered some of the different attractions. What else do we have left? I'm sure we got one more.
Yeah, one last honorary booth. It's no longer a ride, but I feel like our diehard Disney fans would love to see a Mr. Toad's Wild Ride booth. It's set in England, so I know we have a lot of English booths already. But Mr. Toad obviously used to be in Fantasyland and is no longer with us. But that movie has so much food. And I think it would be fun to do a pies, and more pies booth because he's constantly eating. And every scene, I think, has pie in it. And you could do sweet pies, savory pies. And it would just be a fun little throwback.
That's a great idea. No frog legs, though?
No frog legs.
Oh, darn. But you're right about the pies because you could have those pre-cooked and brought into that kiosk and warmed up. And you're right, between the sweet dessert type or the savory type meat pies, yeah, there's so many choices you can make and so many different flavors where you can go with that. Very cool.
The only other thing I want to pull into it, Ed, and it's going to be a stretch here, but we are in the honorable mention phase.
Yep.
I want to pull into this somehow King Arthur's Carousel. And the first connection that I can come up with is Mary Poppins.
Okay.
And maybe it's the caramel apples on a stick is one of your things. And if I can somehow get you thinking Mary Poppins, I want a spoonful of sugar.
Oh, yeah, very cool. I have the spoon made out of sugar.
And that's, I don't know how you do it, but I want a spoonful of sugar. Maybe it comes with something, I don't know. Color the sugar. I just want a spoonful of sugar.
Very cool. Some type of ice cream, perhaps. That would like be.
Oh, now you're talking.
Yep.
Now you're talking.
The only other honorable mention I'll throw at you guys is going to be a Pinocchio booth. Just because we have the village house over there, and I think we could kind of tie that in. Although there's a lot of food in there, it's mostly pizza. So I think we could get some nice high quality samples out of there. But, you know, that would be the last one on the list.
Do you think that's what went into it? Is like, oh, that's Pinocchio. It's in Italy. Pizza, sure.
Of course. That's exactly what it was.
I mean, I don't know. I've always wondered that. Like, why is it pizza?
And they call it the village house. Is that Italian or is that like German?
The village house.
Right. H-A-U-S.
Yeah, it's a German spelling.
So,
H-A-U-S.
And I always thought Pinocchio, actually, based on the name and Geppetto, were Italians there.
But he's got the German. He's a clockmaker. So that's Germany. So, all right.
Yeah, toy maker, clock maker, fun stuff. Yeah. Okay, guys. So, what do you think? What kind
of we miss a lot?
And let us know. There's so many different ways we can go with this one. There's so many different food tastes and offerings. And you know what? That's why we do this year after year. We'll have the first annual Princess Food and Dessert Show, or there's a better name, I'm sure, out there. And then we'll have the second annual when they get to switch it up. It's kind of one of those things. And I think the Magic Kingdom, not that it really needs the extra crowds, but I think it definitely could take that little help in there. As far as Fantasyland goes, the Dwarfs gets pretty crowded, but everybody kind of just is traveling through it to get to other parts of the park. So what do you think? What did we miss? Let us know. Jimmy, tell everybody how to get in touch with the show. Okay, guys. So that's it for show number 394, Imagineerding, a new food festival at Magic Kingdom. We're glad you were here with us and hope that you can kind of join us next week. We're glad that you were here with us this week and hope you join us next week. Now, that sounded crappy too. We're so happy you were with us tonight, and we look forward to seeing you next week. For Melissa, Sam, this is Ed, and we're the Disney Nerds, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
TTFM, ta-ta for now.
Kongaloosh. Now we can do that Adventureland Pirates one. Let's keep going.
Arg.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
So we're going to try to bring some realism